Nestled in the Hagerman Valley sits the only structure in Idaho designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, known as Teeter's Knoll. This artist's retreat was built in 1952. Henry Whiting has owned the building since 1982. He spent years restoring the space, which had fallen into some disrepair. He's also researched the home and its original owners extensively, and he plans to share that story of Teeter's Knoll at a talk in Boise tonight, hosted by Preservation Idaho. And this morning, our Samantha Wright spent some time with Henry Whiting, who joins us at the historic location between Bliss and Hagerman, some 300 feet above the Snake River.
I'm sitting in the main studio room, which is quite a large room. This is a one-room studio, and hence the bedroom is only a partition off the main room. It only has one bedroom, and it is meant as a place to create art. It's not necessarily a home, per se, and hence it has a sloping roof that gently slopes up from the front door to what we call the prow. And the window sills all slope up with the plane of the roof, and it creates a very dramatic, uplifting sort of a space.
So I understand that Frank Lloyd Wright designed the house for Archie Teeter. Who was Archie, and how did he get Wright to build the home?
Archie Teeter was a landscape painter who was born in 1903, I believe, and grew up in Idaho. And at the point he contacted Wright in 1951, he had become quite famous. And so this was to be his artist studio. It sits on a cliff above the Snake River. And because Archie had grown up in the Hagerman Valley and was an artist, he knew the prime spot to choose. And the river does a horseshoe in front of the house. The house sits on a cliff about 300 feet above the river. And there are rapids on both sides. And the sound of the rapids permeates the house in the summertime. If it was a little bit warmer, I'd have some of the awning windows open. And the whole studio would be filled with the sound of the river, which is exactly what Frank Lloyd Wright wanted, because his architecture was so connected with nature.
What's it like living in a space built by Frank Lloyd Wright?
Well, I think any Frank Lloyd Wright house would be an inspiring place to live, but this one is particularly inspiring because it is created as a studio, as a place to inspire someone. The other thing about Wright houses is inevitably you talk to owners who have lived in them for 20, 30, 40 50 years or whatever, and they will almost always tell you that every day they see something new. And I've found that that is definitely true. And what that something new is almost always something in nature, some part of nature that you might see differently from what you've ever noticed before. For me, say the fog coming off the river in the wintertime, or the beautiful sunsets in the evening at any time of the year, it does put you right in contact with nature. So that's kind of an interesting factor as well.
That's Henry Whiting talking to our Samantha Wright from Teeter's Knoll, the only Frank Lloyd Wright home in the Gem State. Preservation Idaho hosts his discussion about the landmark tonight at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Boise. And you can find out more on our website, and that's BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.